Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for ConnectOne Bancorp, also known by its ticker, CNAB. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it might be headed. Let's break it down together with a full SWOT analysis, some fresh insights, and a focus on what matters most for your portfolio. First, let's get a quick lay of the land. ConnectOne Bancorp operates in the financial services space, specifically within the regional banking industry, and falls under the broader financial sector. Headquartered in the U.S., this company provides a range of banking and financial products, primarily catering to businesses and individuals in its local markets. It's not a household name like some of the big national banks, but it's carved out a niche for itself, with a focus on personalized service and community ties. With a decent market cap and a solid employee base, they're a mid-sized player with room to grow, or stumble, depending on how they play their cards. Now, before we jump into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent performance trends and news highlights to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, ConnectOne has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Short term, the past few weeks and months have had their ups and downs, but over the longer haul, like the past year or even 5 years, the trajectory gives us a bit more to chew on when compared to industry benchmarks in the regional banking space. On the news front, there's been chatter around their strategic moves, especially a recent merger that's been making waves. This, alongside their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, gives us plenty of meat to dig into as we analyze their position. Speaking of that earnings call, it's packed with insights on their financial health and future plans, so we'll weave that into our discussion as we go. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the core of this analysis, starting with the strengths that make ConnectOne Bancorp a contender worth watching. Strengths: solid financial performance. According to the Q2 2025 earnings call summary, ConnectOne reported strong financial results, with key metrics like revenue and net income showing resilience. Their ability to maintain profitability in a competitive sector speaks volumes about their operational efficiency. Strategic merger benefits. The recent merger highlighted in the earnings call is a game changer. It's expanding their footprint and enhancing their service offerings, which could translate into higher market share and revenue streams down the line. For long-term investors, this kind of inorganic growth can be a powerful driver. Healthy margins. Diving into their financials, both gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry norms. This suggests they're not just bringing in revenue, but also keeping a good chunk of it as profit, a critical factor for sustainability. Strong return metrics. Their return on equity, ROE, and return on invested capital, ROIC, are impressive, indicating they're using shareholder money and capital effectively to generate returns. For those of you with an eye on efficiency, these numbers are a green flag. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. On the flip side, their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a regional bank. Too much leverage can bite hard if interest rates spike or economic conditions sour, so this is something to monitor. Liquidity risks. While their current ratio is decent, the quick ratio, a stricter measure of liquidity, suggests they might struggle to cover short-term obligations if push comes to shove. For long-term holders, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it's a reminder to keep an eye on their balance sheet health. Mixed short-term performance. Looking at their stock performance over the past few weeks and months, there's some volatility. While we're focused on the long game, these short-term wobbles can spook retail investors and signal underlying operational or market perception issues. Opportunities. Merger synergies. Back to that merger. It's not just a strength, but also a massive opportunity. If ConnectOne can integrate smoothly and capitalize on cross-selling or cost savings, we could see accelerated growth in revenue and earnings. The Q2 2025 earnings call emphasized their optimism here, and I'm inclined to agree, there's upside potential. Regional banking trends. The regional banking industry has been showing some positive momentum in certain performance metrics over the past year. If ConnectOne can ride this wave, perhaps by focusing on digital innovation or capturing more local market share, they could outperform their peers. Dividend appeal. With a reasonable dividend yield, there's an opportunity to attract income-focused investors. If they maintain or even grow their dividend over time, it could provide a steady return stream for long-term holders like us, especially in a low-rate environment. Threats. The Q2 2025 earnings call didn't shy away from mentioning headwinds in the banking sector, like regulatory pressures and rising competition. For a mid-sized player like ConnectOne, these can be tougher to navigate than for the big dogs with deeper pockets. Economic sensitivity. Regional banks are often more tied to local economic conditions. If there's a downturn in their key markets, loan defaults could spike and revenue could take a hit. Their balance sheet, already showing some debt concerns, might not handle that stress well. Valuation pressures. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and comparing it to the industry average, there's a risk they're not as attractively priced as some competitors. Forward PE estimates also suggest the stock might not have much room to run if growth slows. For value investors, this could be a red flag in the medium term. All right, let's zoom out for a moment and tie some of these threads together. What stands out to me is how ConnectOne Bancorp is at a bit of a crossroads. On one hand, their recent merger and strong financials from the latest earnings call paint a picture of a company with real growth potential, perfect for those of us thinking long term. On the other hand, the debt levels and industry challenges remind us that banking isn't a risk-free game. For a deeper dive, let's talk valuation. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the market has priced in some growth, but not excessively so. Compared to the industry average, it's not screaming buy or sell, but it's worth noting for those of you hunting for undervalued gems. And when I look at their free cash flow yield, it's a positive sign they're generating cash to reinvest or return to shareholders, always a plus in my book. Another tidbit from the earnings call that caught my attention is their focus on navigating industry challenges while pushing for growth. Management seems confident, and while I'm not here to take their word as gospel, their tone suggests they've got a plan. For long-term investors, this balance of optimism and realism is something to factor in. Short-term, I wouldn't be surprised to see some volatility, especially given the mixed performance trends and broader sector headwinds. But over a multi-year horizon, the merger benefits and regional focus could pay off if they execute well. Let's wrap this up with a final take on ConnectOne Bancorp's outlook. From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with solid fundamentals and exciting growth potential through strategic moves like their recent merger. However, the debt burden and external risks in the banking space mean it's not a slam dunk. If you're building a diversified portfolio, this could be a worthy addition, especially if you believe in the resilience of regional banks and their ability to adapt. But keep an eye on those balance sheet metrics and industry trends. They'll be the make or break factors. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep investing smart.